Hey, it's Nishant, and welcome to Higher IQ. It's Tuesday, August 18th. Yesterday morning, my dad texted me about Naga Panchami, which is an Indian holiday that falls on the fifth day after the full moon. And that was yesterday, Monday, August 17th. He was explaining the traditions around it as well, worshipping the cobra, the connection to coexistence between humans and animals in Hindu culture, and it reminded me that so many of the holidays and traditions that I grew up with are timed with the moon, which also made me realize that I've never really thought about what the moon does beyond looking nice at night. I knew it controlled the tides, vaguely, but that was about it. So I looked into it, and the answer is that the moon isn't just decorative. Without it, Earth's seasons would be chaotic. Our days would be about 6 hours long, and life as we know it might not exist at all. The thing that I've been looking at my whole life and mostly ignoring is one of the main reasons that this planet is livable. All right, let's kick this episode off with seasons. Earth's axis is tilted about 23.5 degrees relative to its orbit around the sun, and that tilt is what gives us seasons. When the northern hemisphere tilts toward the sun, we get summer. When it tilts away from the sun, we get winter. And the tilt stays relatively stable, varying by only about 1 or 2 degrees over millions of years. Think about that for a second. It only tilts 1 to 2 degrees over millions of years. That stability that we have is what allows ecosystems, agriculture, and human civilization to function. Because plants and animals can adapt to predictable seasonal patterns. The moon is what keeps that tilt stable. Its gravitational pull acts on Earth like a counterweight, dampening the wobbles that would otherwise be caused by the gravitational tugging of the Sun and Jupiter. Without the Moon, Earth's axial tilt could wander dramatically over long timescales, potentially ranging from nearly zero, which would largely eliminate seasons and create a planet with permanent climate zones that never change, to as high as 85 degrees. Which would mean periods where the poles point almost directly at the sun while the equator freezes. You want to know what this looks like in real life? Just take a look at Mars. Mars has no large moon, and its axial tilt has varied by more than 25 degrees over millions of years, swinging between periods of relative stability and periods of extreme climate shifts. Uranus is even more dramatic. Its tilt is 97 degrees, which means it essentially orbits the sun on its side, producing 42 continuous years of sunlight at one pole, followed by 42 continuous years of darkness. Earth's moon prevents our planet from experiencing anything remotely like that, and the predictable seasons that result are so fundamental to how life on Earth works that most scientists consider the moon as a necessary condition for the kind of complex life that evolved here. Now let's talk about the moon's effect on the number of hours in the day. Because the moon is also the reason that you have enough time in a day to do anything useful. When Earth first formed about 4.5 billion years ago, it was spinning much faster than it does now, and a full day lasted roughly 6 hours. The moon's gravity has been gradually slowing that spin through tidal friction ever since. The moon pulls on the Earth's ocean, creating tidal bulges, and the friction between those moving tides and the ocean floor dissipates energy, which, over billions of years, has transferred rotational momentum from Earth to the moon and slowed our planet's spin from a 6-hour day to a 24-hour day. That was a fascinating discovery from this episode for me. The process is still happening, by the way. Earth's days are getting about 2.3 milliseconds longer per century, which is pretty much impossible for us to notice in a human lifetime, but it does add up over geological time. And the moon itself is slowly drifting away from Earth at a rate of about 3.8 centimeters per year, which scientists have confirmed using laser reflectors that the Apollo astronauts left on the lunar surface in the 1960s and 70s. We know the moon is moving away because we can bounce lasers off mirrors that humans place there and measure the round trip time to the millimeter. Crazy, right? As I mentioned earlier, the moon also drives tides, which do a lot more than make the ocean go in and out. Tidal forces mix deep cold water with warm surface water, redistributing nutrients and heat throughout the oceans. Ocean currents driven partly by the tidal energy moderate global temperatures and create the climate conditions that support marine ecosystems. Coastal habitats like tidal pools, mangroves, and estuaries depend entirely on the regular rise and fall of water that the moon's gravity produces. The moon doesn't just affect the ocean surface, it circulates the entire system. And finally, let's talk about everything that we've built around the moon. The word month actually comes from moon. That alone tells you how deeply the moon is embedded in how humans organize time. Before clocks, before calendars, before any written system for tracking days, the moon was the most visible and reliable cycle in the sky. Roughly 29.5 days from new moon to new moon. Visible to everyone, no technology required. It was the first calendar. The Hindu calendar, which is what my dad was referencing with Naga Panchami, is lunisolar, which means it uses both the moon's phases and the sun's position to determine dates. The Islamic calendar is purely lunar, which is why Ramadan moves backwards through the solar year by about 11 days annually. The Chinese calendar is also lunisolar, and Chinese New Year falls on the second new moon after the winter solstice. The Jewish calendar is lunisolar as well, and holidays like Passover and Rosh Hashanah are set by the moon cycle. Even Easter, which most Western Christians think of as a fixed spring holiday, is actually set by the moon. It falls on the first Sunday after the first full moon after the spring equinox, which is why the date moves every year, and most people couldn't explain why if you asked them. Billions of people alive today schedule their most important religious and cultural events around the same lunar cycles that humans have been watching for tens of thousands of years. My dad's text about a holiday timed to the fifth day after the new moon is part of a tradition that connects directly to the earliest human attempts to make sense of time. And it works because the moon cycle is the one natural rhythm that's visible everywhere on Earth, to everyone, every single month, without any technology or infrastructure required. We built our sense of time around the moon long before we understood that the moon was also the reason that we had stable seasons and 24-hour days to organize in the first place. So let's close this one out. The moon is the reason that Earth has predictable seasons, it's the reason our days are 24 hours instead of 6, and it's the clock that billions of people still use to schedule their most important days. Earth's axis is tilted at about 23.5 degrees relative to its orbit around the sun. And the moon is what keeps that tilt stable. So tonight, you should take a walk outside, look at the moon, and say thank you. Because without it, Earth would not be what it is today. Stay informed, stay curious, appreciate the moon, and we'll see you tomorrow.